It's just coming up to 3 minutes past two, late for us, because we had a bonus hour, or extra hour, depending on whether we thought it was any good. I'm here, Barry's here.
Hello.
Sam's here.
Hello.
Joe is here. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Now, Joe, as you'll hear on the podcast, if they keep any of it in, Max 2 is here.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Max. We made you read out all the classified football
results. We didn't make him.
No.
We invited
him. We invited you to read out the Premier League scores from 1992.
Onwards.
Don't tell the listeners how far you got, because that's part of the excitement of it. But when you agreed to do it, did you think it would be easy?
Well, I thought it'd be easier than it was.
Okay.
Because I didn't know that there used to be 22 teams in the Premier League.
Okay. You think that made the difference?
Yes, it did.
Were you surprised to see, because you're a teenager, were you surprised to see teams like Coventry turning up?
I didn't even know Coventry had a team.
There you go. And you've just finished now. How are you feeling?
Broken.
Yeah.
He's broken my spirit. Barry has broken my spirit.
I invited you to do it. Your parents approved.
Mm-hmm.
We got their permission.
Yeah.
You could have quit at any time.
Mm-hmm. On today's show, you'll hear the admission from a TalkSport presenter about his drug shame. And you'll hear some other stuff. We had a nice time. Here are the best bits. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. This is TalkSport. My name is Max Rushton. Alongside me, The Guardian's Barry Glendenning. We are here from 11 until 2, not 11 until 1. An extra hour for us, Barry. We are live on my Facebook page, facebook.com/AMaxRushton. If you'd like to see us in all our glory, I haven't balanced the phone up yet, so I'll just hold it. And it's Mother's Day. And instead of calling my mum to say Happy Mother's Day, I thought I'd say it on a radio station she's probably not listening to. And I'll tweet it out later, even though she's not on Twitter, so that other people think I'm nice. Hi, Barry, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Max. It's a beautiful day. Happy Mother's Day to my mother as well, who probably also isn't listening.
Happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Glendenning.
And Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Rushton. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
We had 2 weeks off, haven't we?
Yes. But now we're being forced into overtime.
Some really extraordinary things happened in the 2 weeks while we were away. The most important was I fell off my toilet. I'll tell that story in a second. But some real admin, two pieces of admin for footballers are nice.
Okay.
One is Jonas Olsen.
Ah, yes.
Has the beautiful Nordic god that is Jonas Olsen has left West Bromwich Albion. And I wondered, is what a sort of impact this will have on the Footballers Are Nice feature.
Why, does he have to leave the Footballers Are Nice feature as well? Can he not still be included?
I think he can still be included. It might be something as drastic as we have to include the word former before West Brom.
Or we could just add in the name, replace West Brom with the name of his new team.
Mm.
It's some Swedish outfit.
It is, yes. Well, that means we've got about an hour to find out what that team is.
Is it IFK Gothenburg? Because I'm struggling to think of any other ones off the top of my head.
Stockholm United, surely? Showing a slight lack of... Yeah. And then someone will text in to say, you think you know about football, and there you are. That's your only Swedish team. Trelleborg, are they Norway?
No, they're...
Are they Denmark?
Helsingborg are Swedish.
Okay.
Isn't that Henrik Larsson's team?
Possibly.
He was, or is, the manager. His son plays for them, I believe.
I'm nervous. This
we're not
Scandinavian
doing...
cul-de-sac is exposing our lack of knowledge. Anyway, so that's a big change for us with Footballers Are Nice, that we'll have to change Jonas Olsen's team. And I don't know if Jonas or West Brom thought about that. They didn't think about us when they were making that decision. Also, Barry, Danny Murphy was on the excellent Fantasy Football Club with me, Rachel Riley and Paul Merson on Friday.
Yeah.
Very good, Danny. Talks very well about football.
He's a very knowledgeable man. He seems like a very nice man. I've spoken to him on this show once, where he castigated me for not knowing how big, or that the pitch at Selhurst Park is bit bigger than you think it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you've ever been to the Crucible to watch a snooker, but...
No, because I'd rather stick pins in my eyes.
The Crucible Theatre, the thing everyone says about it is it's much smaller than you think from watching on television.
Oh, right.
It's very, very pokey.
Anyway, Danny was picking his 1-11 of players he'd played against because he'd already done his 1-11 played with before. And he picked Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
And he said, not only is Thierry Henry like a brilliant footballer, but he smells amazing. He volunteered that information. Now, we are trying to get Michael Carrick on Footballers Are Nice, and we're in negotiations. It's not like a pipe dream. It's a possibility. It could happen. But I just wondered if that would affect it as well. That now we know, we've got some concrete proof about Henry. We kind of need somebody who has smelt both Michael Carrick and Thierry Henry to confirm it to us.
Well, did Murphy have any opinion on the fragrance of Carrick?
I didn't really have time during the show. Part of me was sort of running out of time, and I feel like...
You can't do like a warm-up Fantasy League crossover.
I feel it's easier to talk about that show on this show when we've got hours to fill than that when we're trying to get to the bottom of Danny Murphy's career to just stop him and say, do you smell nice than Michael Carrick? And then everyone looks confused at me. Do you want the agenda for today's show?
Yes.
Here's how the show works. We have a 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything on it, well done to us. If we don't, it doesn't matter because nothing really matters. I'll tell you how little things matter. I was watching a BBC 4 documentary, Barry, about the size of the universe. And it's growing exponentially really fast, and we are totally pointless.
You're the second person to say that to me in less than 24 hours. Was this...
What, about a BBC 4? We're the two viewers of BBC 4.
Was it Professor Brian Cox?
No, it wasn't.
Talking about our insignificance. No. Right, no. Well, that's quite... Because they'd been watching him do something, possibly a live show, and they just left feeling hopelessly inadequate and pointless.
If you didn't know already, the universe is quite big. That's what I'm letting you know. Colin B says, how could you forget Malmo beaten by Forest in the European Cup final? You're absolutely right.
I knew we were going to get hammered for that.
Point one of the agenda, Mother's Day special. We'll build a team of footballers whose mum you know, but not like that. Point two, Max and Barry's international review and preview is here. It'll be short. Three, we'll find out what Anna McAnally is wearing and get today's odds. Point four, Wales fan and filmmaker Johnny Owen comes on. Point five, we find out if a Southampton legend has more tellies than David O'Leary. Point six, Ian Culverhouse returns. We've got an extra hour. Could be a long game. Point seven, guess the attendance is here. Justin Morehouse, primed and ready. Point eight, we speak to a Scottish comedian ahead of their game tonight. A comedian is sort of who you should talk to when talking about the Scotland football team, I guess. But I wish them luck today. Looking at the table, I sort of hope they get into the playoff spot. Point nine, in the final hour, we steal other shows' features. And the 10th point does not exist anymore. I'm not allowed to tell you about it. Also today, it is an international break. And what do we normally do on an international break, Barry?
We count things.
To prove that there is not a lot going on, we count things. But because people miss the Premier League so much, don't they? I thought, wouldn't it be great?
Yeah, I want to stress that this was your idea.
It was my idea, yes. It was my idea. Michael says... Sorry, Michael's been in touch to say, my friend Alex has literally taken Ray Stubbs to another place. He works as an RAC recovery mechanic and gave Ray a tow. Well, we metaphorically do, and other people literally do. Anyway, listen, I thought, why don't we get somebody to sit in a studio, right? Can't hear us, but for the whole 3 hours, we will get them to read the Premier League results since it began. Like an extra long classified results of the Premier League.
So 3 hours of James Alexander Gordon.
3 hours of exactly that. And so we were like, there are lots of people sending their CV to say, oh, look, I really want to get into radio. How can I do it? And I say, well, you could come in and count and then I'll never return your calls after that. You know, that kind of thing. But we have a man with experience, Barry. Do you want to introduce him?
Well, it's Joe, who...
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, who regular listeners will remember beat Justin Morehouse's 11-year-old daughter in a game of Guess the Attendance.
He did, yes.
When we both Justin and I fielded our second teams on an FA Cup weekend. Mm-hmm. So Joe has... I asked Joe if he would like to come in and read football results for 3 hours non-stop. I would like to specify that I said he didn't have to do it. Mm-hmm. It might break him and that he should probably seek his dad's permission.
So, Joe, you're here.
Yep.
Morning.
Morning.
You're going to, after the break, you will start reading out all the Premier League results since it began, 1992, and see how far you get by 2 p.m.
Yep.
How are you feeling about this?
Good. I just have one question.
Yeah.
What if I finish before 2 p.m?
You won't.
You can go home. But you have to do it properly. This is proper classified results. This is, you know, Tottenham Hotspur 1, Oldham Athletic 0.
You
right?
hate Oldham. Why do you hate Oldham so much?
I just hate everything about that place. Text in if you love it, because I hate it. And your dad, Gavin, is here. Hi, Dad.
Hello. Hi, guys.
You're happy for your son to do this?
Yeah, we're happy. It's the best Mother's Day present. His mum's had Joe locked in a soundproof room for 3 hours.
Okay, so this is not more. This is not under duress, Joe. Okay, we're allowed to do it. Okay,
we are paying you as well.
I'm not sure we're allowed to say that. I mean, are we doing it in pockets? Are we doing it through PAYE? I'm not sign up. Anyway, that's all totally legitimately. We'll be buying you a present in the shape of two
£20 notes.
So,
from each of us.
So, look, you go outside, please. Thanks, Gavin, for letting us use your son like this.
You're more than welcome.
It'll be interesting to see how far you get. And it'll be interesting to some, you know, we'll just fade you.
Gavin has actually downloaded 3 hours worth of telly just to pass the time so he doesn't have to listen.
We have to listen again later at home, whole family.
Well, I mean, I'll be listening again because I'm interested to know. And what we'll do is, Joe, we'll fade you up and down as the show goes. So we may not fade you up once, in which case that's really cruel. But we might just...
That'd be like that Channel 4 reality show. Did you see that in the Scottish Island where... they think they're on a reality TV show, but it hasn't actually been broadcast.
I love that. They did two shows, didn't they? And then they carried on for another 10 months. None of it had been on telly. So you guys go outside. We'll set you up.
No.
Start reading whenever you want. That's great. And we'll fade you up through the show. If you'd like to join in the show, we are building a football team of footballers whose mothers you know, but not like that. 81089 is the text. You can tweet at Max Rushton or at B. Glenn Denning. Harry says, John Joe Shelby, his mum used to come into Marks and Spencer's Romford. Does that count? It does. We'll put Shelby in. Curtis, Norman Whiteside, distant family. So keep those coming, please. We'll build that team. We'll do the Premier League results. And we'll look ahead to England's game tonight in just a second. This is the warm-up on the world's biggest sports radio station, TalkSport. A text from Dave says, Max and Barry, I love your show, but can we just for this week listen to the lad reading the classified scores? It's compelling, unlike you two. We've got a teenager here reading out the classified
Ipswich
results.
Ipswich 1, Villa 0.
Premier
nil.
League. Oh, good win for Ipswich.
Wimbledon 1, Arsenal 1, Sheffield 0. Sheffield Wednesday 0.
I think he's got dry mouth. Someone get him a glass of water.
1.
Oh, who are you? Is that 94?
What happens if he needs to go to the loo?
I think, not allowed.
Really
not allowed.
Obliged to give him a screen break or whatever.
No. Quick game of Culverhouse.
Okay.
Johnny Method.
Dennis Bailey.
Danny Maddox.
Ian Brightwell.
Lee Sinnott.
Peter Hooker.
Dave Bennett.
Trevor Peak.
Neil Poynton.
Steve Vickers.
John Chidozie.
Romeo Zondervan.
Frank Yallop.
Robert Rosario.
Kobe Jones.
What's your problem? You just lost the plot today.
Carry on with the game. There's no time for this sort of discussion.
Ian Bishop.
Ian Culverhouse.
That's disgraceful.
Right, time for Footballers and Ice. Today's contestant, Southampton legend Jason Dodd. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, very well. Yeah. Oh, you got a bit of a... Have you got a cold there? Did you get larruped last night, Jason? What was it?
Oh, my God. I've been at Kiddies football this morning. Shaking. Really? That's the problem.
Oh, really? Now, do you think Jason's done this feature before?
No, I don't remember.
Because I just, even if you have, just pretend you haven't, Jason. That's what we'll do.
He probably can't remember either.
It's an international.
I don't think I have, and I can't remember. So it's a bit of both.
Well, if we can't remember, then chances are no one else can. Have you forgiven Francis Benali for not putting you in his 1-11 on fantasy football the other week?
Mate, I would have probably edged it with Jeff as well. So yeah. I've got to be honest with you. I think you'd be spot on.
Really? You think Kenner? Mm-hmm. You would pick Kenner over Dodd?
Well, Jeff's got a champions medal, hasn't he? So he's got a league.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the edge that people will probably look at. So that's why I'm giving it him, because he's got some that I haven't.
Well, it's very humble. Has very
Jason
humble
been on fantasy football?
No, not Dodd yet.
Will you give him the opportunity to not put Benali in his team?
100%. 100%. Right, Jason, the way this works, it's been going for years now, trying to find nice footballers, get a bad press footballers, but I believe some of them are nice, and we're here to find out if you are. So we ask you a very technical question, Jason Dodd. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Jason Dodd, are you nice?
Yes.
Now, you've sounded very confident there, but do you have any proof? We've had footballers with their own charity foundations. Asmir Begovic the other day springs to mind. We've had footballers who occasionally do a bit of work for charities. We had Mickey Quinn, who just asked for money for himself. So where are you on the spectrum?
I just know that I am nice.
Ah.
I don't need people to tell me.
Yeah, you see, he doesn't need to showboat. Prove it.
He doesn't like to talk about it. Well, it's good enough for me. Jason just said he was. Right, that means you qualified to answer 15 questions, Jason. And I'll begin. Jason Dodd, former Bath City, 398 games for Southampton, Plymouth, Brighton, and Albion, Eastleigh. 8 in England under-21 appearances. That's according to Wikipedia, who also said I was in the British National Party, so we don't know if it's true. Jason, if Barry and I were to come round for dinner, what would you cook for us?
I'd cook you a pasta bake. Okay. Chicken pasta bake.
Okay.
Not a fan of the pasta bake.
Really? What's wrong with it?
I find them too dry.
Do you?
They're always too dry.
Jason, how dry is your pasta bake? And that's not a euphemism.
No, you've got it. I mean, I've seen the look of you two. You need plenty of sauce in there to keep stuff going.
Okay. If you were coming to our house for dinner, Jason, and we asked, is there anything particularly you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
Fish.
No fish.
Just to check, Barry.
Well, I like a bit of cod. I like a bit of scampi.
Okay, but nothing
not a big
too fishy.
Fan of salmon. No, okay, yeah, nothing that smells of fish.
I'm totally with you. I accidentally ordered something with anchovies in the other day. I was devastated.
Anchovies are very nice.
No, well, that's why the world's a beautiful place. We can agree to disagree. Just to check, Barry, when we're at Jason's house and the pasta bake comes out, are you just going to push it away? Or
no,
would you
eat
it politely?
I'll try it. I will try any kind of food once, but if it's disappointingly dry...
You'd let him know, would you?
No, I'd soldier on and eat it, but I'd struggle to hide my lack of enthusiasm.
I can promise you now, it would not be dry. That is that I'm agreeing with you. There's nothing like a dry pasta. It's pathetic.
Yeah, okay. I'm confident I wouldn't be disappointed.
Jason, do you do your own laundry?
Yes.
Okay.
Jason, when did you last take public transport, like a bus maybe, or a train?
I have the number one bus that goes into Winchester. So I catch the bus all the time. I catch the train up to your place, up to Hatfield, probably once or twice a month to come out and do some radio. So the bus is a winner for me. It's just 2 minutes from the door and it goes straight in the centre of Winchester. So I'm probably on the bus at least once a week.
Man of the people. There you are. I love that. What's your favourite insect, Jason?
Well, my boy is mad on absolutely everything. I like spiders. Okay. I don't like killing spiders. Okay. I lift the spiders up and put them outside. I don't like it when someone steps on them and things. So I like a lot of insects. I like spiders.
Is there any insect you like killing?
I think it's naughty when someone just goes up and stands on it.
I agree with you. Killed a huntsman spider in Sydney once, and I still feel guilty over it because apparently that's a big no-no. But I was so scared because I'd never seen one before that my immediate impulse was to stamp
on it.
But
did you punch it?
and to this day, I feel guilty. So.
Okay, that's all right. You can apologise to the nation. Question six.
Do you own a onesie, Jason, and if so, do you wear it?
I don't, but all my kids have onesies, and they wear it, and that's probably why I don't.
What's your favourite cheese?
I'm just fairly boring. I'm a cheddar cheese. That's the only cheese I like. I don't like any other cheese.
Okay, mild or mature?
Mild.
Okay, a one, like basically, yeah. Like just like plastic,
exactly.
Just like soft flavor. Plastic.
A nice, easy single.
A bit of flavour. That would go in my chicken pasta bake.
Well, I'm not that interested anymore, to be honest.
You're on death row, Jason, with 1 hour to go. Sorry about that. Which TV show would you settle down to watch?
Only Fools and Horses, a bit of Del Boy.
If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, which would it be?
Banana.
Okay.
How many toilets do you have, Jason?
One, two, three toilets.
Okay. You're safe from relegation, but, you know, you've got work to do if you want to get into the European places. Must remind you to tell me to tell you I fell off my toilet story this week. I won't do it right now. It's hard to make it broadcastable. Do you have more televisions than David O'Leary? He once proudly boasted to Tony Cascarino that he had 11.
Oh, my God. We got one.
Just one. Good man. Me too.
And me.
What do you need 11 tellies for? Tell me.
Well, Mark Schwartz has got 9 toilets. What do you need that for?
Well, it's Billy Big Time, isn't it?
It really is, isn't it? The game's gone, Jason, hasn't it?
What kind of pants do you prefer, Jason? Jockey, boxer, tight, loose, commando, John Hartson,
like
Perry Groves, Bob Gold, commando all the time.
Yeah, I know, but flipping out.
Yeah.
That's just a horrible thought, just thinking of that.
Whenever you watch Hartson's punditry, you now know nothing underneath those slacks.
Oh, to be fair, I like a brief. I'm a brief man.
Okay.
Tucked in nice, and that's it.
Are you better looking than the Djurgården defender, Jonas Olsen?
Yes, I don't even know what he looks like.
Well, he's formerly of West Brom. How quickly they forget.
I know, that's what happens. You leave the Premier League and you're out of there. Consigned to history, Jonas.
Do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick, Jason? Famously fragrant.
I like a bit of fragrant.
Yeah. So Stratus, Jupe.
Oh my God, where are you pulling these from? I like a bit of, I like a bit of Hugo. I mean, I'm not putting any plugs out there now. But I like a little bit of a smell. So, put it this way, I don't like smelling.
Okay.
They're not nice, but the other way.
If you become the face of Hugo Boss, which is almost a certainty after this interview, you'll have to just give us a cut of the money, if that's all right. A final question
that's
for
fine.
You, Jason. Are you nicer than Linvoy Primus? Portsmouth legend.
See, I know him, but he is a lovely fella. I must say, I'd probably be on a par.
Oh,
that nice.
That's big talk.
That is big talk, Jason.
Are you bold?
Do you want to rethink that, or are you going with it?
I'm more than happy. I don't want to say yeah, even though I think I am. I think I'll be polite and just say I think it would be a 50-50.
Okay.
Is the wrong answer.
3 toilets, 1 television. Jason Dodd, everybody. Thank you, Jason. Have a great day.
No, I knew, guys.
David says, saying you don't like pasta bake as it's too dry is like saying you don't like toast as it's too burnt. Hey, in your face, Barry. D says, how many times can you play Frank Yallop and avoid bringing Culverhouse into disrepute, Russian? Sorted out. Hashtag cheat. And a text here says, I used to take my dog to Vinnie Jones' mum's kennel in Hertfordshire. She owns some kennels, not like a single kennel.
She lives in.
As you can imagine, it was a tranquil environment to calm any dogs. So look, on the football team of footballers whose mum you know, I'm going to have to play Vinnie Jones at centre back. We've got Huddleston, David Howes, and Jonjo Shelvey in midfield, and Shane Long up front. But we need some more, please. Maradona on the bench because it was a lie.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Let's play Guess the Attendance today. Big game. It is top broadcaster Barry Glendenning versus top comedian Justin Morehouse. Good afternoon, Justin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. Big shout out to all the mothers.
Yeah.
Bless them. Bless them all.
I agree. And I always think, I don't know about you, Justin, better to wish your mum a happy Mother's Day on Twitter when your mum doesn't have it than to call her or see her. I always find that's a nice way of letting your mum know, or perhaps letting other people know, that you're a nice guy.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. I'm just going to put this out there. I'm going to go Facebook Live myself and see if I can beat 7.
We're up to 8 now. So, yeah, give it a go.
I'm look, pretty confident he'll be.
I think he probably will. Look, we had a week off last week.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, wasn't it?
It was. So, fitness wise, how are you?
Fitness wise, I'm okay. I mean, I've been obviously, you know, most of the lads went away last week internationally, but. Those of us who were left behind just did some conditioning and that, really.
I had a warm weather training camp in Dubai. I'm primed.
It's been raining in Dubai.
Hmm?
It's been raining in Dubai.
No, it's been really warm and dry. Like one of Jason Dodd's pasta bakes.
Exactly right. Not a euphemism. All right, well, let's crack on. Everyone knows now how guessy attendance works.
Tricky week, isn't it?
Oh, this is going to be lower league and internationals.
International.
Well, the thing is, I've just been on Google trying to find the attendance for Papua New Guinea versus Tahiti, but I couldn't find it. The internet is not completed yet, because that would have been fun, wouldn't it? Anyway, so look, five games.
Nine people watching me on Facebook Live. 11.
We're up to 12. It's a fun.
This is a new twist on guess the attendance. Guess the audience.
15.
Okay, right. Let's go get guess the attendance. Here we go. We're going to start.
Playing guess the attendance live. I need to broadcast myself.
Crack on. Do a bit, Justin. We'll just sit back. The trouble for our Facebook viewers is they can't hear the callers because it's on my phone.
Again. I was dropped off. Six people said, I'll have a look at this, and they went, nah.
Accrington Stanley versus Grimsby Town in League Two. A 1-1 draw. McCartan's 89th minute equaliser. Mark Hayward refereed it. It leaves Accrington in mid-table and Grimsby in mid-table. But how many people were there? Justin, you can go first.
Well, I reckon Accrington might have taken advantage. There was no Premier League football at Burnley.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a bumper crowd. I'm saying 3,500.
Barry Glendenning.
I will go... Sorry, is this League 1 or League 2?
This is League 2.
I will go 4,250.
2,312. Justin takes...
Bumper.
Justin takes the lead.
I always go behind.
You do.
Always.
Hashtag really? Bumper.
You've got to work on that.
And what's that, a bumper crowd?
Yeah, hashtag bumper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Into League One. Shrewsbury Town 0, Bolton Wanderers 2. Beavers and Lafondre scoring Bolton's goals. Oh, Adam Lafondre. I mean, in my mind, he must be about 56 now. He's probably like 28. Seb Stockbridge refereed this game, but did that change the attendance? How many were at Shrewsbury? Barry?
I'm going to say Bolton brought a sizeable contingent there. Not a huge distance to go.
It's further than you think, actually. It's an awkward place to get to, Shrewsbury, from the northwest.
Stop trying to get in my head.
This is mind games.
Don't mess with my mind, Morehouse.
Jose, Sir Alex would be proud of this sort of thing.
I will go 9,000... No, I won't. I'll go 8,112.
Justin?
I'm going 8,111.
That is dirty. At this stage of the game, you're already one up. That is filth from Morehouse. But it gets in the point, 7,532. He's winning. He's winning ugly.
Filth. It's like he's just brought on three big burly centre. Takes a one goal lead and then brings on three centre halves.
You know what I've just done there? I was there early doors.
Yeah.
And then I've just given you a leveller as well.
You've taken off Coutinho and you've brought on Martin Keown. That's what you've just done. Okay, let's go to the Abbey Stadium. Cambridge United 0, Stevenage 0, a classic. Ooh. Stevenage 4th. They're 6 points now off the automatic promotion places in League 2. Cambridge United in about 11th place. Got a game in hand at Accrington. Interestingly, you've already featured in today's game. But will that affect things? How many were there? Cambridge Stevenage. It's almost a local derby. Or is it? Justin.
Considering we have Cambridge nearly every week, you know, thinking of taking a passing interest in their mean average.
Me too. I was just cursing myself.
3,127.
Barry.
I will go 3,000. I'm not going to stoop to his level.
All right. Stoop! Glendenning.
3,128.
5,520. Yes.
5,000?
Yeah.
They're quite popular, aren't they?
Home of football, East Anglia. It's a hotbed. I don't know why people don't talk about it more.
You know, you said home of football. I was on the... I've been in the capital city this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And there's advertisements on the tube for visits to Arsenal's ground.
Yeah.
And one of the phrases they use is, the home of football.
And
it's not true, is it?
No, no, it's not true, is it?
St. George's Park has got more claims to that than...
I was standing at Finsbury Park Tube once, waiting to go to work, years ago, and there was a poster that said, Visit Doncaster, a city in all but name. I thought, if that's what they've come up with, well, I mean, with all due respect to that, if that's who in Finsbury Park, who's sitting, anyway, it's 2-1.
I was convinced a bloke that there was a sign on the way to Leyland that said, Leyland, not quite Preston.
Anyway, look, this is a serious game. We're not here to tell anecdotes about the testimonials for different cities. Oldham Athletic 1, Sheffield United 1.
Big game.
Last minute equaliser for Sheffield United. Eddie Ilderton reffed it. But how many were there? Are they still at Boundary Park?
Of course they are. Where do you think they've gone to?
Well, they change all the time, Justin. Honestly, you get there in August and you read all the new stadium names, then they move without telling you.
I mean, I would say that Boundary Park, and this no disrespect to the people of Oldham or their fans.
So we've already insulted the people of Oldham on this show.
The last ground that's ever going to go for naming rights.
Do you reckon?
The home of the Latics brought to you by Jim's Fish Bar.
I don't know. I reckon someone big will come in. Right. I reckon Trump will start sponsoring it.
Is this me?
No, it's Justin first, I think. Oh, no, is it Barry? No, it's you first, Barry. Oh,
yeah.
Right, I'm going to say Paul Scholes was there, so that's one. How many others?
This is a slow way to go about it, but...
I will go 7,300.
Oh, that's too big. 7,301.
8,448. It's 2-2. This is turning into an absolute classic.
No, he's got it.
I've got it. It's 3-1.
Just edit that bit out. It's 3-1 to Justin. You've won. This is meaningless, this final one.
I went to go left, but I went right.
Well, you dropped the shoulder and you took me.
You left Rushton on the seat of his pants.
Oh, I wanted a 2-2.
Rushton's left with twisted blood in the studio.
Okay, Barnet 3, Cheltenham 1. Let's get it over with. Justin?
2,963.
Barry?
2,400.
1,861. Oh. It's another win, 3-2 to Justin.
Consolation.
Very well played. Justin?
I've picked the ball out of the guest, the attendance net. No, yeah. No celebrate, not even cursory handshakes. Run back, planted it on the centre circle, and the final whistle's gone.
And that is it.
That literally was the last kick of the game.
A feeble effort, but yeah.
John says, Justin, really bringing the level of guest the attendance down. Think a fresh face is needed. Someone who'll play it as it should.
Yeah.
There you are.
Well, who's John?
John Donde. Here, John Donde.
Where's John been before? Japan.
Hey, we'll have more guest the attendance next week. Thanks for playing, Justin. Thanks, Barry. Toby Gillis has stayed to do the time tunnel.
Hello.
Toby, now you are much more experienced at this than either me or Barry.
Well, marginally. I think I've done it about three times.
Okay, well, that's three more than me.
I have to stress, I expect to be even worse at this than I was at the Premier League
quiz.
Okay,
that's fine. That's fine.
Are you doing the Porky quiz?
No.
You're not doing that? I just thought I'd check.
What's that one?
You never listened to the Porky quiz?
No.
You're 3 o'clock in the morning listening at the two mics?
No, because I used to do a show in the middle of the night. And someone... No. I used to do a show in the middle of the night. And it was on the BBC. And we had an astrology show, right?
Right.
And we had this astrologer would be there. And she'd say, you know, your node is in Neptune and whatever. And,
your node?
Well, I didn't understand what it was. But I was like, it was filling time. It was 4 a.m. This woman rang up saying, oh, look, I'm really worried about my career and it's not going that well and I don't know what to do. You know, what do my stars say? And I just had to stop her and say, Faye, maybe try being asleep between 2 and 6 in the morning. I don't want to lose listeners, but that's a good way of working. You know, then you might be awake when you're at work. Anyway,
The Porky quiz would be where Barry proclaims to be an expert in a particular subject.
I know nothing
and
about
you
it.
Work over five quiz questions to prove that he knows absolutely right.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, we might have time for that. We'll see. But let's see. The time tunnel is what? You give us sporting questions,
yes.
and a musical clue,
yes.
and we have to guess the year.
That's exactly
Play
right.
Play along
yes.
at home. If you don't normally listen to the Weekend Sports Breakfast, this is on at 10:15 on a Sunday morning with Georgie Bingham and Tony Cascarino. Right, I'm ready.
I should point out that there's ever so slight changes to this one compared to the weekend. Normally at the weekend, first of all, it's multiple choice. You
right.
get three options.
Okay.
And also at the weekend, it might be worth me mentioning this, really. If you get your answer wrong, it does get thrown over. So
okay.
you could lose 5-0.
Okay, we can
theory.
Do that. All right, let's crack on.
Okay. So question one, drama.
Okay.
Jermaine Defoe. Oh, who would like to go first? Should we toss a coin? That's normally, that would help, wouldn't it?
It's okay. Barry can go first.
Barry, are you happy to go first?
I'll go
okay. Jermaine Defoe is back in the England squad and looks set to start against Lithuania tonight at Wembley. Defoe's last England goal came in an 8-0 win over San Marino. But in what year? And here is your musical clue from that year. Barry, do you know what that is?
It's Get Lucky.
It is, by Daft Punk. But what year?
Is that Daft Punk?
Nah, it is, yeah. I was in a nightclub in Felixstowe listening to that, so that's a mate stag do song. I've got a year, but it's not my turn.
Oh.
Pressure.
I will go 2011.
You're wrong.
I've written 2012.
Max. Oh, you're wrong too.
I suppose they could have been. I mean, they also played YMCA in that night. It wasn't 1974.
2013.
Is it?
Is the correct answer.
Okay,
so it remains 0-0.
Okay.
Question two. This is for you, Max.
Mm-hmm.
Northern Ireland host Norway tonight at Windsor Park in
yes.
only the second competitive meeting ever between the two sides on Irish soil.
Okay.
Northern Ireland won that previous game 3-0. Now, this is tough. What year was it? And this is your musical clue. You know what that is, I assume.
I'm aware of the song, yeah. Yes. I once came downstairs on Christmas Day and my parents were dancing to ABBA. It was a terrifying moment. In my life.
Is your mum the dancing queen?
No, they were both fully clothed, Barry. 1977.
Oh, that's wrong, I'm afraid.
That would have been my guess. I'm pretty certain Max wasn't even alive when this... I'll go 78.
Oh, he's gone the wrong way. 76.
That's a great quiz.
It
next
remains
question.
0-0. Question three. That was a very tough one, I have to confess. Okay. Earlier today, Barry, Sebastian Vettel won the season-opening Australian Grand Prix. But when was the last time Vettel won in Melbourne? And this is your musical clue.
I'm just imagining being in Faces and Gant Hill, enveloped in the cool embrace of dry ice.
You know who this is?
It's a racket, whatever it is.
I have no idea. I've heard it.
This song is Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna, We Found Love.
Okay.
I'll go.
What year was it released?
Do you have an acoustic version? Because it's just a bit noisy, isn't it?
You don't like the noise?
I'm going to go 2011 again. 2011.
I've got 2014 written down.
Well, one of you's right, and it's Barry.
Yes!
Who now leads 1-0 in what is a four-question quiz. So, Max, in order to get a tiebreaker, you mm-hmm. have to get the next one right.
Okay.
England,
I hope I get it right. I'm enjoying the quiz.
Well, we can do the tiebreaker anyway if we've got time.
Okay. And we've got an extra hour, of course.
Don't forget, you still have to tell us your anecdote.
But some of us have got to go and write the news, you know.
That's true, okay.
England are unbeaten in 33 tournament qualification games.
Okay.
But in what year did they last lose a World Cup or Euro qualifier? And this is your musical clue. This is a great song. I wake up, every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. I know I care about insects and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Bonkers. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm presumably you know the song.
I know who it is.
Do you know what
it is? On, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Dizzy Rascal, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Bonkers.
Are you going to go bonkers if you get this right, Max?
I mean, unlikely, am I?
The thing is, this is kind of figure-outable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we've given
I've
a big
doing
clue.
Sums.
Have you been doing sums? That's fair.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
2012.
I think you've gone too early there. I'm going to go with 2014.
Barry is the winner of today's quiz.
Well done, Baz.
Did I get that right?
No.
Oh.
2009.
Ooh,
was the last time England lost a tournament qualifier.
Wow.
Isn't that extraordinary? I can't believe it.
Was it again? Do you have any details on who?
Absolutely no more details than that, I'm afraid. Our producer's given me nothing more. But
we lost 1-0 to Ukraine in a qualifier for the 2010 World Cup.
There we go.
There we go.
Incredible. Do you want to do the tiebreaker? We've got time just anyway, if you fancy
it. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, look, people are loving this. One Paul Gascoigne says, have I missed something or has someone been sacked? Just tuned in. Why an extra hour? David says, clutching for content.
Oh, yeah, always.
To the point where you've stolen everybody else's features.
Come on, let's do it. It's worth 2 points.
Okay. Oh, is it?
No, right. It isn't.
That's a new rule from the weekend. So this is the tiebreaker. England last played Lithuania in 2015. They won 3-0 away in their final Euro 2016 qualifier. What was the attendance at that match and the closest wins?
Is there no music?
That apparently not, no.
Guess the attendance.
Normally there is, but, you know.
12,108.
So where was the game played?
In Lithuania.
I'll go...
16,108.
You can't just change your mind.
I have.
Which are you going for?
I'm going 16,108.
Okay.
I'm going 16,109.
Filth.
Well, Max wins... But you went further away with your second guess. 5,051.
Wow.
The Lithuanians, there was some apathy there.
It really was. Toby, thanks for that. Enjoyed
that. Thank you
that.
Very much. It's an honour to be on your extra hour.
Thanks very much. Thanks for
bonus
joining
bonus hour.
We have a teenager reading all the Premier League results out since it began in 1992. He's called Joe, and he's slowly
about
dying.
About to go into his third hour.
Wednesday 1, Liverpool 1, QPR 0, Blackburn 1, Nottingham Forest 1, Southampton 0.
Sounds a bit
nil,
like Dizzy Rascal two, now, doesn't it? Are you baffled, bewildered and bemused? Perplexed, puzzled and perturbed?
Only one man has the answer. And that man is Alan Brazil. Barry Glendening. Alan answers on TalkSport.
In these difficult and troubled times, there is only one man you can turn to for answers to life's big questions, and that man is Barry. What's your what's your middle name?
John.
Barry John Glendening. What's question one? Three questions, and you get to answer them. Let's have question one.
Hi, Barry. It's George from Leeds. What I want to know is, who is your favourite Sunderland right-back of all time?
Oh, George from Leeds.
Phil Bardsley?
No.
You hate Phil Bardsley?
God, no, I don't have any strong feelings about Phil Bardsley.
Okay.
One way or the other. I did warm to him. Didn't he knock Wayne Rooney out in his own kitchen? I'm going to go with...
Okay.
Even though he left us. But he scored goals, and we don't have many. Patrick Van Aanholt.
Yeah, left back.
What? Oh.
What's the next question?
Well, that was clever.
Hi, Barry. It's Billy from Watford. Who would be the winner of an arm wrestle between Akinfenwa now or Mr. T in his prime?
Ooh, that's... I think Akinfenwa would win. Mr. T... Even though he was all milked up, if it was an away match and he had to fly, that might affect him.
It really would.
He doesn't like getting on aeroplanes, obviously, and he would probably be suffering concussion after being knocked out. But, yeah, I'll go Akin Fenway.
Who's next?
Hi, Barry. This is Gervais from Batley. I want to know, what's your favourite redundant currency?
I'm a big fan of the peseta.
Thanks.
Spanish peseta, the first one I ever had, first redundant foreign currency I ever sort of held in my clammy hand.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to finish the agenda, and then we're going to just, after the break, we'll just... Oh, Ryan says, what should I do with my life, Baz?
Ooh. The best you can, Ryan. The very best you can.
Would you prefer to write on papery cardboard or cardboardery paper?
Cardboardery paper.
They were the best bits. Cheers, Barry. Cheers, Joe.
Thank you.
Do you want to come back ever again?
No.
Okay.